You know, across the centuries, women of vision, from the larger-than-life Joan of Arcs to the many, many non-famous women we don't know the names of, many have been imprisoned, called satanic, insane, scary, crazy, sent to convents and asylums, given lobotomies, drugged, brutalized, drowned, neglected, stoned, you name it. Well, guess what? We're still here. And I believe Fifth World is calling us out, not as victims, but as women stepping into the fullness of who we are, into the fullness of every ordinary and extraordinary part of ourselves. What we can deal with right here, right now, is any uninspected thought, story, or reaction we have inside of us that agrees with any of that old history. This is Fifth World. We are not victims. And that starts with our own thinking. If we're feeling victimized, there is terrific help available for that somewhere around us. We have to want it and be willing to look for it, ask for it, be relentless about it, grit our teeth if we need to, and inconvenience the habit of our whole life if that's what's required. We're worth it, and we need all of us now. Women are mystics, always have been, always will be. Whether we've been praised, tortured, burned, humiliated, venerated, ostracized, or sainted for it, we are still here. Let's not disable ourselves by agreeing to old, untrue thoughts or fears. The care of this earth is our responsibility. We need all that we are, the seen and the unseen aspects to our natures, to accomplish this together.